water. And scientists this week have announced they have found the oldest samples of water on Earth. This is a water sample which is 2.64 billion years old. Now, where have they found this? Well, it's down a copper and zinc mine, 3 kilometres down underneath the town of Timmins, Canada. And this water was collected very carefully so that there was no chance of it being contaminated by air from the outside world. And this group who've done this work, which is led by Chris Ballantyne, who's a geochemist at the University of Manchester, have analysed the water. And in particular, they have looked at chemical isotopes, in other words, different forms of the same chemical, which can tell us what something's history is in terms of its contact with the outside world. And the picture this paints for us is of water which has been trapped underground for at least 1.5 billion years, if not 2.5 billion years.
How do they date it that far back? What exactly are they looking for as a signature of that age?
Well, you can look at different forms. In this case, they've looked at noble gases. So they're looking at xenon principally and some other isotopes as well. And we know how they have changed based on what is in the atmosphere now, what is in trapped bubbles of the atmosphere in other rocks around the world from time going back, and what is in this present sample. And if you compare all of these together, they've taken 3 different lines of attack on this. You can resolve all of these independent lines of evidence back to about 2.64 billion years. Now, why this is also very interesting is that the water is absolutely crammed with hydrogen and methane. And these two gases, we know, are very fertile bacterial food. And why this is important is that in 2006, there was a lady called Lisa Pratt who got water from a mine in South Africa, also about 3 kilometres underground. And in this water, which they could prove using similar techniques, had not been in contact with the outside world for more than 40 million years, there were thriving communities of microbes, and they were living on the hydrogen from what we call radiolysis of water. The rocks are naturally radioactive, and the radioactivity of the rocks breaks open water molecules and makes hydrogen that the bacteria were feeding on. So this suggests that they haven't announced this yet, but they're going to be analysing this water to see if there's evidence of life in there. Because if there is, we've got this big body of water underground, and the sort of geology that trapped it, a series of volcanoes over millions of years in Canada, is also going on other planets in our solar system. Mars is a really good example. We know that was very geologically active. There could well be very large bodies of water under the ground of Mars, and they could also have the same sort of chemical makeup. And therefore, if there's life in this water, it really raises the stakes for finding water elsewhere, such as on places like Mars too.